the interior of the courtroom, snagging on a light fixture, catching on an electrical outlet, sliding past the staring faces. His hair had been cut jailhouse short, but they had let him keep the wild blonde beard. An act of mercy. The beard disguised the tangled mass of pink scar tissue that crisscrossed his face. In the middle of the beard, his pink rosebud lips opened and closed like an eel's, damp and glistening. Becker looked at the thought he had caught. The jury. Housewives, retirees, welfare trash. His peers, they called them. A ridiculous concept. He was a doctor of medicine. He stood at the top of his profession. He was respected. Becker shook his head. Understand? The word tumbled from the Judge Crow's mouth and echoed in his mind. Do you understand, Mr. Becker? What? The idiot flat-faced attorney pulled at Becker's sleeve. Stand up! What? The prosecutor turned to stare at him, hate in her eyes. The hate touched him, reached him, and he opened his mind and let it flow back. I'd like to have you for 5 minutes. Good, sharp scalpel would open you up like a goddamn oyster. Zip, zip. Like a goddamn clam. The prosecutor felt Becker's interest. She was a hard woman. She'd put 600 men and women behind bars. Their petty threats and silly pleas no longer interested her. But she flinched and turned away from Becker. What? Standing? Time now? Becker struggled back. It was so hard. He'd let himself go during the trial. He had no interest in it, refused to testify. The outcome was fixed, and he had more serious problems to deal with, like survival in the cages of the Hennepin County Jail, survival without his medicine. But now the time had come. His blood still moved too slowly, oozing through his arteries like strawberry jam. He fought and simultaneously fought to hide his struggle. Focus! And he started. So slowly it was like walking through paste, trudging back to the courtroom. The trial had lasted for 21 days, had dominated the papers and the television newscasts. The cameras had ambushed him morning and night, hitting him in the face with their intolerable lights, the cameramen scuttling backward as they transferred him, in chains, between the jail and the courtroom. The courtroom was done in blonde laminated wood, with the elevated judge's bench at the head of the room, the jury box to the right, tables for the prosecution and defense in front of the judge. Behind the tables, a long rail divided the room in two. 40 uncomfortable spectators' chairs were screwed to the floor behind the rail. The chairs were occupied an hour before arguments began, half of them allotted to the press, the other half given out on a first-come basis. All during the trial, he could hear his name passing through the ranks of spectators. Becker! 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 The jury filed out. None of them looked at him. They'd be secluded, his peers. And after chatting for a decent interval, they'd come back and report him guilty of multiple counts of first-degree murder. The verdict was inevitable. When it was in, the Crow would put him away. The black asshole in the next cell had said it in his phony street dialect. They gonna slam your nasty ass into Oak Park, my man. You live in a motherfucking cage the size of a motherfucking refrigerator with a TV watching you every move. You want to take a shit? They watching every move. They making movies of it. Nobody ever get out of Oak Park.